Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim, the halachas of Kiddush and Klal Vav. We finished the simonim, but we still have a few points we want to talk about. One of the points which the Chayadim does not really clarify is a situation where a person can either has a choice of being Yotzei, but through Shemei Ka'ona, by hearing somebody else make Kiddush, or a person has a choice of saying Kiddush themselves, but what's better, which one is a better option? So the Sefer Ola Shabbos, which is a very early Pirush on the Shulchan Aruch, it actually predates the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes him multiple times, usually to argue with him, as we mentioned before. The Erev Shabbos says that it's better that a person should say it himself. And he makes an argument of based on the concept of mitzvah bo yirtzemi b'shlucha. It's better to do a mitzvah yourself rather than doing it through a shliach. So apparently he understands that Shemei Karina works with the concept of shlichus, that the one who's saying the Kiddush, one who's saying the tefillah, is the shliach, and the one who's hearing it is the mishaleach, is the one who is sending the shliach. So it's better to do it yourself than have a shliach do it for you. This understanding of Shemei Ka'ino, interestingly enough, is also found in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim also understand that the concept of mitzvah yosu mishluchai applies to the inyan of Shemei Ka'ino. That is an understanding of the Prima Gadim as well. So based on that, it's better that the person should say it themselves rather than have someone else be mitzi them. However, the Sefer Tosfos Shabbos argues on the early Shabbos and says that no, it's better that Shemei Ka'ona is not a din of shlichus. It's that the two parties are sharing the dibur together. The Shemeya is just as much a part of the dibur as the mashmiya. So it's not the concept of the mitzvah yashu mishluchai is irrelevant. It does not apply to the situation at all. Not like the Prima Gadim, not like the Erev Shabbos. He brings a very strong raya from Gemara and Brachos, in the 8th Perek. The Gemara there says that Chokhti B'Sham B'Shilol, what was better to do when it came to making the Birchas Haner and Motzi Shabbos, one said each person should say it themselves, one said everybody should say it together. So the argument to say it together is because of Rebbe Am Hadras Melech. They're all being Yotze with the same Bracha. The argument not to is because since it's been based on Medrash, and people are learning, so it's going to be a half second. It's going to cause people to get interrupt, so you get everybody to be able to listen, and not everybody's going to be able to hear. The more didn't argue mitzvah yosu mishlucha, the more it said, we have a practical consideration that it's not going to work well. But apparently, if it would work well, we would argue strongly that it's Rebbe Am Hadras Melech. So the Tosfos Shabbos brings this raya, and the Mishabura follows that opinion as well, that if a person has an option of being yotze through shemiya, and therefore, multiple people doing this together, it's better than each person saying it themselves. And this is the meaning of the Lithuanian Poiskim, is to follow the opinion of the Tosfos Shabbos. Many Hasidim do not do like that, they do otherwise. Apparently, Kabbalistically, it seems to be better than each person says themselves. However, in a situation where a person is concerned that they're not going to hear the Mekadosh well, they're far away, or the Mekadosh doesn't have a loud voice, and or the Kaddish tends to stumble over the words and mumble them and not say them clearly. And so they're concerned they're not going to be Yotze Kiddush. So in that situation, obviously, if a person has an option of saying themselves, that would be a better option. You don't say Beroi Ba'am Hadras Melech if you're not going to be Yotze the Mitzvah. Now, if the person has an option of saying Kiddush themselves in that situation, that's a great idea. So they could say their own Kiddush, get their own Kiddush, etc. Sometimes they're not given that option. So what do you do in a situation where the person cannot say the Kiddush himself, but the Mekadosh does not say the Kiddush clearly, or they can't hear everything the Mekadosh is saying, or the person, the listener actually is hard of hearing, and they can't hear well. So what can they do? Can they say that along with the Mekadosh? They don't have their own kais. They're not asking for the kais. Sometimes that's embarrassing to ask for a kais. The balabas, I want a kais because I don't want to yetz with you because, you know, you don't speak clearly. That's not going to go over very well. And so they can't, because of the situationally, they cannot ask for their own kais. So they can't say their own kiddush. They're not saying kiddush on their kais. So the Mekadosh is saying it. Can they read along
relying on the kais, which is in front of the Mekadesh. So we have to clarify this point. We'll do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.